Indeed, the man sitting next to us here, Lindy, is Mr. Gordon Davis, the Managing Director of AWB Limited. Gordon, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Stephen. Good afternoon, Lindy.
Hi, Gordon. Nice to meet you.
Now, we haven't got Gordon in to talk about the weather, although we'd all love to see a good, solid deluge. But as a shareholder activist, Lindy, I have to say I am really quite excited by what should be a fascinating AWB annual meeting next Tuesday down there at Melbourne Park. Because after the whole battles of the single desk and the whole Iraq bribe scandal, Gordon Davis, the man sitting next to us, and the board have put up a proposal to remove farmer control over the AWB, to basically move to a more conventional structure. And Gordon's got a heck of a fight in his hands.
Does he ever?
Not going to be easy. So, Gordon, how goes the battle?
Well, I don't see it as a battle. It's a part of an evolution from where we were to where we want to be. The board structure and the constitution was put in place by the government in the late 1990s when they privatised the old wheat board. And while the company was discharging a statutory function, it may have had some relevance, but going forward in a deregulated environment, it just doesn't have any relevance. So I don't see it more as a battle, more as a natural evolution from where we were.
Now, I remember Jeff Kennett once saying that no group of politicians will ever vote themselves voluntarily out of office. So my question for you, Gordon, is, will your 18,000 farmer shareholders really all put their hand up and say, yeah, we'll surrender board control, we'll hand over to the Collins Street Pinstripe Brigade?
I doubt whether we'll see 18,000 hands up, but of course we don't need that. We need 75% of those who bother to vote. And traditionally, votes of this nature attract only a relatively small participation. So one of our objectives is obviously to educate people as to why it's a good reason to go forward, but also to encourage them to participate. And trying to, so we've been conducting meetings to try and encourage growers to think about their future. The basic reason, I think, for them to focus on the future is it's in their interest that AWB is there as in a deregulated market, as a viable, competitive exporter. And I don't think they want any of the Australian companies to go into a vigorous market with one hand tied behind their back.
In your mind, is that the only way that the AWB can be viable into the future?
It's the wheat exporting is only one part of our business, of course, but it's the part around which the company was formed, so it's the part around which the constitution is framed. Since over the years, the company has diversified into a range of other activities. In fact, last year, export wheat marketing was only about 10% of our earnings, yet it still frames the whole constitution, shapes the board. So the business has moved on anyway, regardless of wheat marketing.
Now, the single desk is dead. There's been a change of government, but I gather there'd be a few of your farmer shareholders who are still fighting yesterday's wars and see this as a whole proxy about somehow getting back the single desk. You've accepted that the single desk, it's all over and they're dreaming, if that's the plan.
I think the single desk is dead, but it hasn't quite been buried, and that's probably the last element of debate. The government has been clear on their intentions, and we expect to see new legislation by the 30th of June. I think it is time to move on, both for the industry, and it's clearly time to move on for the company. So I think any uncertainty should be removed. The Minister has made a number of statements saying that that's his intention. And yes, look, I think when this debate first started, some people felt that perhaps they could resurrect the old arguments of the past. But really, whether there's a single desk or not has nothing to do with AWB. That's a question for the growers and the government.
Now, Lydia, I have to tell you that as a shareholder activist, you never see boards get rolled. It just doesn't happen.
You keep going on about that.
99% is the normal thing. The only company where regularly directors get voted out or things get rolled is good old AWB because of this cute sort of anachronistic structure they've got. So what happens if you get rolled next week, Gordon, as I actually think you probably will? 75% is going to be tough. If your farmer shareholders tell you to get nicked on this one, what do you do?
Well, the proposition, whether it's good for the company, won't change. So I'd imagine we'd revisit the issue later in the year when there is more certainty, when there is black letter law, and I'd certainly be encouraging the board to come back with very similar propositions.
So you'll come back, have another go?
Too right.
Oh, see, Stephen, that's right up your alley. It's what you continually do. Gordon, I'm wondering how the job has been for you, given that you've taken on what would seem to me as an outsider in all of this as one of the more unenviable roles in corporate Australia over the last year or so. When you ring up somebody and go, oh, you know, hi, I'm I'm from, you know, I'm the CEO of the AWP. Do people actually hang up on you, or do they take you seriously? What sort of reaction do you get?
I think people are very polite.
Initially.
I don't get that reaction. Look, I think there's a general recognition that there's a new management team trying to, conducting reform on the company in a range of areas, in cost, in people, in culture. And, a key element to that is this constitutional reform. So I think maybe they're not being polite, maybe they're just slightly respectful, but I don't get any adverse reaction.
I think when Gordon retires as CEO of AWB, he might go off and become a director of James Hardie. How about that? You like these tough challenges?
I think we'll just try and get through our own agenda first.
Right. Yes, I'll be curious to see how that all pans out. Stephen, are you going?
Oh, we'll be there with bells on. Don't miss an AWB meeting. Should be fantastic.
Only you can speak of it in those sorts of terms. Gordon, good luck with it, I think. Although I've probably got 1,000 farmers ringing me right now and going, how dare you say that? Get our point of view as well.
I'll just be out of the foyer now.
Yes, indeed. Just do what you can out there. Lovely to have you in here. Gordon Davis, the CEO of the Australian Wheat Board, and a tough job in his hands to get the farmers out of the picture. Very interesting. Stephen, which way are you voting? Can I ask you that?
Well, I only get a vote on the first resolution. The second resolution is where the farmers have control.
Right.
So my vote will be irrelevant, but I will be voting in favour
of
good corporate governance.
That's good. In a moment, we'll be asking you a very important question that's come through on the SMS. What does the shareholder activist actually do? So while you're making up a response to that, let's take the news headlines. Colin Denman, good afternoon.